Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Living Astrology with Janet Hickox. Grab your cup of coffee or your tea, sit back, and let's chat about what is happening in the sky today. Hold on, I'm going to have to mute myself over here on YouTube. Just one moment. There we go. There we go. Okay, so this is a little rough this morning because Facebook has finally pissed me off to the nth degree, and I will no longer be broadcasting my live morning show on Facebook. So that means that all of you are going to need to come this way over to YouTube. You can below here, you can subscribe to my channel. You will get notified then when I go live. And hey, this actually saves me time because in the morning, once I do my Facebook Live, I take this and then I load it up to YouTube. So now I've just cut off my having to do that step. So I don't know why I didn't do it before. It seems so easy, right? We'll see. It's probably fraught with peril, just like anything else. And I'm going to continue to do this, I guess, until either Facebook gets their collective you-know-what together, or I may just find I absolutely love being on YouTube and this will be the way. But it does seem sort of like the universe is pushing me into that direction. So I'm going to do a quick thing here. And Debbie, please go on Facebook and tell everybody that I am on my Living Astrology Living Astrology YouTube channel right now, doing the show. So that's done. Grab your cup of coffee or your tea, sit back, and let's chat about what is happening in the stars above right now. Today is the very last day of March. March came in like a lamb here and appears to be maybe going out like a lamb here where I am in Northwest Washington. And today the moon is in the sign of Cancer. Yesterday we had so much to talk about that I totally forgot to let you know that we were moving into a very long course, a void of course moon from about 8 a.m. yesterday morning until 4:44 this morning, my time, West Coast. We were in this long void of course moon as the moon was readying to move out of Gemini and into Cancer. So as we move into the morning today, the energy feels different than it did yesterday with Gemini's penchant for conversation and motion and movement. And today is much more emotional as the moon in Cancer is in her own home sign, a place she loves dearly. And here is where we connect at the soul level and we connect through our heart-to-heart connections. And we also connect through our emotions. So today, the only aspect that the moon is making is one to Uranus, and we've already seen disruption this morning that Uranus can bring when it connects with the moon. Moon is timing, and timing is everything, right? And Uranus's surprises or revelations or ahas or epiphanies and often has a shocking quality to it when things happen. Well, I was already chatting with a friend this morning who unexpectedly had a conference that she goes to every year canceled, and after everything has already been prepared. And the thing is, the conference isn't until the end of July and early August, so it seems like it would be outside of the quarantine going on, outside of the coronavirus, but the presenter was very much aware of using her intuition, and her intuition said, no, not right for me. So she was brave enough and courageous enough to do what a lot of people wouldn't do. And that was to listen to her intuition, even though it seemed like that would create chaos and a lot of problems for some people. So here we go, right? We are in this very intuitive space, Cancer and the moon being two pieces of the puzzle that bring us deeply into our intuitive awareness. And is it intuition or is it our feelings that we're really tapped into when we have this kind of thing going on? I'm interested in that because I really believe that as we are moving into a human design evolutionary impulse that will take us out of the reliance that we've had for, you know, millennia in our spleen or the center for intuition and instinct, as that moves us over to the more emotional field. Is it then going to be that the moon moving through Cancer is really tapping us in, not to just intuition, but to into our field of feelings or emotions. There's a lot of energy and a lot of information encoded, by the way, in your emotions. Your emotions are very telling as to what is going on, what are your thoughts focused on. For instance, a lot of times when our feelings go down into, you know, the low wave, we could probably trace it back to a thought that we had that wasn't as supportive as otherwise noted. So we can maybe course correct in that moment as we realize, whoa, my mood has changed or my emotional field is upset. What was going on in my mind? So with Moon in Cancer, I think we get an opportunity to tap into emotional intelligence. Now, the Moon in Cancer traditionally rules everything to do with intimacy, our soul-to-soul or heart-to-heart connection, our compassion, our ability to nurture and to be nurtured. And as well, this is an energy that reconnects us primarily to our traditions, our families, home, families, traditions, our roots, our very foundations, and the emotional connection that we have to the people that we incarnated with here on the planet in terms of family. And this even takes us back into our ancestry and our genetics, right? Our genetic ancestry and our connection to, you know, maybe seven levels back, as most metaphysicians would talk about, or even shamans, the seven levels of our ancestry, where we have an opportunity now to maybe clear some of those connections, clean them up, if you will, and to let go of the things that we have had that held us back from really cleaning up the past. So the Moon in Cancer often brings us to the energy of the past, a nostalgia even in how things worked in the past, of how things were when we were kids. And you know, at this point, with all of us sort of in this quarantine or social distancing, this may even be our feelings inside of, wow, you know, just a week or two ago, I could get out and go shopping whenever I wanted to. I could go get my hair cut. My hair is getting really long here. I could go get a facial. I could get my mani-pedi done. But now things have changed significantly, and we are sort of dealing with that emotional fallout of that experience. So then we have this mood that can come over us, this anger perhaps, or upset. So we want to watch that today as we yearn for things from the past, but also have to find ourselves living here in the present, because the present is where we breathe. We breathe in this now. So today, be kind to yourself, be kind to others, as there may be this emotional energy that's moving through the atmosphere. We may be more sensitive to things that people say or to things that happen. And so we want to be aware, be kind to ourselves and compassionate to ourselves if we're the ones that are experiencing that, but certainly be kind to others and sensitive to what other people may be feeling right now. Maybe come from a place of heartfelt understanding that, yeah, we're all on this planet together and that we may all be subjected to some of these emotional ups and downs right now, as the news is never really very good right now. You know, there is, you know, some positive signs out there, but you really have to go looking for them. And so being good to one another. Now, I also always share that when the moon is moving through a specific sign, any sign, that there's the higher frequency energies, but then there's also the low frequency energies that are abundant as well, that we want to watch out for. And one of the things we need to watch out for when the moon is in Cancer is a feeling of low confidence or a feeling of defensiveness, as if we're preparing ourselves for an attack, and also insecurity. So these are some of the Cancer qualities in the lower frequency that we want to watch out for the next couple of days. Through that emotional field, things can happen that trigger those lower feeling emotions. Not that those emotions are wrong. It is not wrong to feel defensive. It is not wrong to feel a lack of confidence. But if that doesn't suit the job that you're here to do on the planet, then it's up to you to recognize, wow, okay, I was triggered by somebody's words to feel less confident. And I'm just going to embrace that. And I'm going to bring that in and love that energy. And then I'm going to release that, right? Releasing that energy and moving on. So, you know, the one thing I'm going to miss here on YouTube versus Facebook is that interaction that I have with people. I'm going to check something really quickly while I'm broadcasting live and see if there's a way for me to be able to see comments. And of course, nobody really knows I'm here yet today. So I'm going to have to just be okay with maybe not being able to see comments and so forth. But know that if you are joining me here live on YouTube, that you can comment. There is a comment stream below the video that you can put in your questions or you can put in public comments. And hopefully I would be able to see that. It does appear that it would be there if I could, you know, if people were moved over here yet today. So I wish... Yeah. Okay. Well, it's all right. So now let's move on to some other energies for the day. Today is that all important Mars conjunct Saturn at 0 degrees of Aquarius. So yesterday, well, let's go back about the 24th, 25th of March. The planet Saturn moved out of Capricorn, where he had been stationed for about 2.5, 3 years, since about November of 2017, and moved into a new sign, Aquarius. Now, Mars followed suit, right? Mars had been in Capricorn, and Mars, as of yesterday, moved into 0 degrees of Aquarius as well. And today moves full force into a conjunction with the planet Saturn. So let's break down what those two planets rule so you can get a better idea of how it might affect you. So Mars, the planet of action, the warrior energy. This is energy that seeks forward movement, right? A planet of action, you could say. It is dynamic. It is at times aggressive. In its highest and best, it's assertive energy that moves forward. And whatever sign it happens to be in is how that energy of moving forward plays out. So in the sign of Aquarius, this is air energy, fixed air energy. So there's a little bit of a slowdown, a little bit of tension, a little bit of drag that Mars has to experience while he's in this sign. But for the most part, this is energy of new ideas, of inventiveness, of innovation. I fully expect to see some really interesting new therapies maybe in treating COVID-19. We already saw yesterday, I believe, that the FDA went ahead and fast-tracked a couple of drugs that had shown some promise in treating the COVID, the worst symptoms. So there's hope out here now, as Aquarius does seem to be a little more optimistic than certainly Capricorn energy was. But what's happening now is Mars has moved into a conjunction with Saturn, and Saturn holds us back a bit. Saturn is a planet of form and structure and foundation. He's very concerned with our being able to be sustainable. So the structure, the form has to be strong, has to be able to be supportive. And when that happens, then we are able to take steps. Then we see we are headed towards success, or we are claiming our authority. Now, Mars, of course, a little bit of aggression here and a little bit of wanting to move fast, meeting up with the planet of slow. And slow and steady wins the race versus impatient. It's like the tortoise and the hare coming together. That's what that picture just flipped through my mind, of the tortoise and the hare, right? Getting ready for this race. And the tortoise is, of course, the slower piece. In this case, Mars is the hare. It's faster. It wants action. It's mobile. While Saturn is the slower one. Saturn is the tortoise. Slow and steady wins the race, however. Now, then what I can see here that today building up a bit might be some frustration, right? That we really want to get out there and do something. We really want to go somewhere. And our wings are clipped at the moment, right? We have to slow things down. We cannot do things at the same breakneck speed because of the situation that we're in. So we're being asked to take it slower today. Maybe even for the next couple of days, breathing in the energy, maybe taking a step backwards so we can take a look at what might be missing in the foundation, what is missing that we might still need to build up for ourselves. Now, I want you to take note, and I want you guys to get your pens out today, maybe take some notes, literal notes in your journal, because today the conjunction of Mars and Saturn is occurring at the same degree that Jupiter and Saturn will meet at on the winter solstice this year. So we're getting kind of a glimpse, right? A little window, a little peep into what the future holds for us as Jupiter and Saturn come together later in the year for what is an epic change in the energy fields on the planet, moving us out of the more greed-oriented energy of Earth. And it's not just about greed, although that was a result of this energy of amassing things, right? Of amassing resources. And we move, you know, from that Earth energy into the energy of air, which is now, instead of the energy of amassing things, it might be about information, about technologies, about how we are changing on the planet. But included in that is this huge effort to become more human, to become more humane. The energy in Aquarius is much more about the human condition and kind of equalizing the playing field that we all are playing in. And what we're seeing with a crash in an economy, what we're seeing in, you know, this virus is that we have big holes in our systems when it comes to taking care of our fellow humans, right? Who are the first people to suffer in a pandemic? The poor, right? The ones that can't afford healthcare. Or who's the first to hurt when the economy goes? It's usually the middle class to the lower class, because they're the ones whose jobs are on the line first in an economic turndown. And so that is an upside down energy that has been around since capitalism was born, right? Since this idea of our taking and using resources came about. And that's about to change, right? That is about to change. So today we may see beginning symbols of what that transition would look like. And, you know, there is also the energy today for everybody with this, that we may feel the need to move forward, but we can't yet. So what does that hold for us? Well, I think we could look at the reality check of what is it to be a new reality. I know in my husband has been working through this slowdown. He works in a business that was a necessary business. So he's been working, but it has taken its toll on the workplace, as many people, like the salespeople and so forth that can work from home, have been working from home, and others who had amassed a lot of time off are taking time off. And so it's changed the dynamic in the workplace. It's like there's this new reality. Now, do we go back fully? That's the question, right? Do we go back to the old? I hope not, right? I hope that we can somehow come to a new normal that is much more sustainable for the future. We'll see what that is going to be for each of us as time goes on. So now there's a sense of purpose or direction that can emerge from this Mars-Saturn connection today. And it can be renewed within you that you have this job to do or this direction to go. And I think the key to being successful in that for everybody is going to be the slow, steady approach, right? Not that hare that wants to just jump out and go. In the end, by the way, the tortoise is the one that crosses the finish line. Keep that in mind. That slow and steady approach may be more supportive right now than that fast start, get me out of here, let me move forward kind of energy. Now, also in the behind the scenes of the week, we have a Jupiter-Pluto conjunction building right there. It's applying even now as we speak today. They're only a degree or two apart from one another. So there is an applying pressure for Jupiter in growth and expansion, magnification of Pluto's energies, which are death and destruction and rebirthing energies. So we're really and there's also Pallas Athena, and I know we talk about her from time to time in astrology. She's really important in our learning about strategy and strategically connecting to what our next steps are and having wisdom and using wisdom in our approach to what comes next. So maybe with this Pallas Pluto conjunction with Jupiter soon to join them, and that actually happens exact on Saturday, maybe we can feel more strategic and more willing to use wisdom in our decision-making rather than reactivity, right? It's been the field of energy on this planet that we've all been in sort of reactive mode, that instead we knee jerk, right? Something triggers us. And instead of thinking first, acting later, we act first and think later. And then we like, oh God, why did I do that? Why, what was I thinking, right? Have you ever said that to yourself? Oh my God, what was I thinking? So we have to become more strategic and use wisdom in place of that reactivity. And then of course that becomes much more supportive of our next steps. So Mars conjunct Saturn, bottom line, watch what happens today and tomorrow, what emerges in the world, what emerges in your own personal life, and how are people feeling about that? What are the effects of humanity? And that can prepare us for what comes further into the year as Mars ends up in retrograde this year, also causing us to go backwards through the sign of Aries at that point in time, but also, you know, shaking us up a bit. So I think we're not done shaking. We're not done being shook. So there's more to come. And so the more that we elicit wisdom and release that reactivity energy, the better and wiser we become in our evolution of consciousness here on the planet. All right. I'm going to take a quick look back to YouTube real quick and see if anybody did find me and are making comments. No comments, boo hiss. There are 6 people watching me. Woohoo. That's too funny, right? I'm so you. Oh, wait, there it is over there. Oh my gosh, I had no clue it would be on the right side. There we go. Debbie Tippett's Tumiel. She says, yay, I see you. And good morning. Thank you so much. And Asa, good morning. Mimi, good morning. She says, found you, though I missed a bit. That's okay, because this is going to be right here. You can always go back and hear the beginning. And Dusa, good morning. She says, we're here with you. And Asa says, we found you. I'm just going to type in, I'm so excited, even though I know you're hearing me say that. Because I just want to see, yes, okay, my comments pop up. This is even more fun than Facebook. Oh my goodness. Okay, so I found my new toy to play with. And okay, well, now let's change the subject for a minute. We are in the day of 9 evolving in our Pleiadian Earth energy today. Now, evolving in the Mayan calendar was the energy of Caban. Caban represented the Earth. And I'm going to show you guys a word I wrote down this morning. And oh yeah, can you see it right here? Eruption. That word came to me, question mark, question mark, question mark. And then I put my WTF question mark. Like, where did that word come from? And why was it in my mind so much so that I wrote it down? So I don't know what that means. Is it an eruption of a volcano? Today certainly is Caban energy. That is the earth shaking energy. It is evolution energy or evolving energy. So it can mean something that, you know, gives us a shake and wakes us up perhaps, or, you know, causes some, you know, change on the planet. It's a possibility. I don't know where that word came from. So I just went, okay, well, I'm writing it down. So not to be afraid, right? This isn't about being afraid, but being aware. And, you know, this is a big planet. It's not like the whole planet is going to shake, although I don't know. Could it? I don't know. Could it be an eruption of something that is really positive and powerful and exciting? It could be that too. So be watching for eruption today. And I'm going to be watching that for myself and seeing what is erupting. That was the word. It wasn't like coming to the surface or, you know, something more gentle. It was much more eruption. So be aware, right? Just be aware. And Caban energy is joined today, or evolving energy is joined with the 9. And the 9 is the universal energy of harmony. And it creates this state for us to look back again over the previous days of this particular cycle, and which began back, gosh, I don't even remember the day that began, 9 days ago. And it began with the energy of feeling. That was on the 23rd, one feeling. And remember, that's the umbrella day. So the umbrella of the entire 13-day week is from feeling energy, which was emotion energy. So here we might have the emotion being applied to evolution or evolving energy. And that wistful feeling, perhaps, that we get when we think about what could have been, or the people that we've lost, or the effects of the coronavirus on our planet and on the effect of humanity. It's the human toll, I think, that we're really feeling, right? The toll on our neighbors and our friends and our workplaces. Yesterday, my daughter's husband's position was eliminated. He's worked for this company since he was 18 years old. 20 years he's devoted his life to this company, and dial up on the phone. Hi, we've eliminated your position. We'll have your severance package to you via email. Terrible, upsetting. That was an eruption, right? That was a true eruption. No one saw that coming. And so a devastating effect. It put me into panic. I felt like as soon as my daughter told me that, I felt my insides liquefy. So I can only imagine what their response was, right? They have a home, they have two children, they have two cars, they have bills to pay. How are they going to do that? So it is shakeups like this, right, that cause us to, on a day like today, come bring things into harmony. I have to believe that there's a harmony here in this, that there's a reason that something better is coming for them and for others who are going through the same kind of effect with the big changes on the planet. And, you know, for one thing, I believe they were not valuing his work anyway. So he needs to be somewhere where people are going to love and adore him for his integrity and for what he brings to the job. But in the moment that things like that happen, that's the last thing that we're looking at, right? Unless we really choose to look at that, we might be already going into, oh my God, what do I do? My job is done. I have bills to pay. How do I make that house payment every month? So, you know, your whole life seems to be built upon the incomes that you have. And when that is taken away, what happens, right? And, you know, on this planet right now, people in many ways are experiencing that. So I feel for them. But this is evolving energy. Evolving energy is moving us forward in some way, shape, or form. Maybe the evolution here is about how we use our emotional field, the emotional energy, right? And immediately I had an emotional response, right? It's my daughter. It's not me. It's not my husband. It's her husband, but you know, it's family and, you know, we're feeling the same feelings. And I started going down that, and I was on a Zoom call with a client helping them do something. And I really couldn't even focus. That's how powerful that fear or that emotional energy can be. So I think in some respects today, we get to move through that. We get to move through and understand how our emotional field can help us to evolve, right? Evolving energy. And again, it's not that evolution is about feelings. It's not that Kibon energy was about feelings. It's about the fact that the umbrella energy of the week was about emotion, was about feeling. And every day we have to apply that to what the next level of this energy is in the week. So we apply that today to the earth shaking, right? To the things that are happening out there that tend to undermine our world or shake us up in some way. So now that I know you guys are out there, I'm going to go back and look at comments and see, you know what I like about this? I can scroll through the comments again so I can see everything. Jan Landry, good morning to you. And Mimi says, oh my, there will indeed be something better for your son-in-law. I know that too. And I'm so excited that something like that is possible. And, you know, on some ways, you know, the company itself is having to go through this earth shaking, evolving too. And even though it may seem cold and a little bit calculating the way that happened, you have to know that they're doing the best they can in this strange world situation that we're in too. So I feel like they probably, in retrospect, as I look back at yesterday, and in the moment, it was like, well, how could they? How dare they? They're so rude. They're so cruel. They're so, yeah. But today I look back at it and I'm like, you know, they're responding or reacting to the energies that are prevalent right now. And maybe that is the right thing for them. And if that was the right thing for them, I have to believe it's the right thing for Chris as well. So that's, I'm holding that out there. Okay. So, now, consequently, yesterday I had mentioned that I was going to take us through some chart readings and look at this new particular chart that's available for looking at transits in your human design. Unfortunately, because of what was going on yesterday, I never even got to that website to be able to do that. Yikes. So instead, let's see if anybody has questions, if anybody wants a card reading, if anybody wants me to take a look at their human design chart. I do believe I'm going to try this, you guys. I think that, let me go back to that screen. Nope, that's not the one. I wonder if I can still share my screen because I'm still using Zoom to connect. Let me see if I can share my screen. And if so, can I get to my program? No. Let's try. Oh, I can. So I'm going to pull up Mimi's chart. Mimi, you're just going to get to be a guinea pig right now. I hope I have yours in here because show saved chart. So bear with me here while I find Mimi, which I may not find Mimi because I'm in clients. Let me go to my other file here. Well, darling, I don't have you in this. Remember when my computer blew up last summer? I had to start all over with this. And so you're not in here. So let's see who else is out there this morning who I might have who's fairly new. Yes, I'd love to get new insights on my HD chart. Okay, Dusa, I may have yours because you're a newer person here in my world. So let's see if I've got yours. Clients, there we go. And last name is NAI. Did I just pass you? There you are. Okay, so I'm bringing your chart up. Very good. And let's see, I'm going to go to Zoom and see if I can share my screen, which I know I can share my screen. What I don't know is how YouTube handles that. So let me go back to YouTube and see what's going on here. Well, it's a lag. I get that. We can't like each other's comments here. I will miss that. Oh, boo. I'm sorry. But dang, I don't know how to get around that, but I'm sure there is a way we can figure this out. Okay, so Dusa, what we're seeing here is your chart. Let me see if it's possible to make that bigger. So, well, of course, I was seeing it big. Maybe you guys are seeing it larger now as well. So what we're looking at here is the chart of a projector. And Dusa, meaning a projector is a type, right? Your type. And that means you have a different kind of energy from about 70% of the population, right? You and Debbie Tibbetts Tumiel, both, as far as I know, out there are the ones that we have that are projectors out there this morning. And what makes a projector is, first of all, the very first thing we look at in a chart is what is the disposition of the sacral? I'm hoping you guys are seeing my little cursor here. The sacral, if it's white, then you are of one of the rarer types, right? You are either a projector, a manifester, or a reflector. You're a reflector, and it's easy to spot a reflector because all of these centers are white, not colored, right? There's nothing colored in on a reflector's chart. Projector is a little bit more difficult to determine because you've got to look around and see what connections are being made. Right now, hers is easy because I see the sacral is white and I also see her throat is white. A manifester would have a defined throat and one of the four motors over here connected directly to the throat. So Asa, as a manifester, and someone else that was out there the other day whose chart we looked at was also a manifester. You are defined because you have a white sacral and one of these motors that goes up to the throat and turns the throat center on. Now, some projectors do have the throat center turned on, and that happens because the ajna can come down and connect to the throat, or the spleen can connect to the throat, but that doesn't mean that you're a manifester because it's got to be one of these four whose energies make it up to the throat in order to be of that type. So I hope that helps to clear up. I mean, of course, that would happen to over time. You know, you'd have to look at more charts and understand, oh, that's why that's happening like that. So what we have here then for Dusa is that she is a projector and she has quite a bit of openness in her chart. The middle section here is all open and she has a defined head in Ajna. So a defined way of being inspired and a defined way of thinking and believing. And this is separate from these two centers that are defined down here. So she has what we call split definition. And definition is how it is that you use the energies of your chart. So if you have single definition, this part would mean that all of the centers in some way are working together and they work well on their own without any outside influences. Now for someone like you, Dusa, where you have the split going on, you're really needing people to help you bridge those energies or some very powerful transits that are occurring that help you to bridge that energy. Now, for example, let's see if I can think about what's going on in the sky today. We have, that was yesterday, we had something at 24. I do believe we have something at 23. So maybe you do have the throat design defined at the moment. We have the nodes at 10 and now 15 is left hanging here as well for you. One of the things I could tell you, Dusa, is with 15 hanging here until August, right? You might want to get a dog or another animal or someone go someplace where you feel more grounded because this may be sort of creating a field of dis-ease for you or an ill at ease feeling. Like you need something to connect you to a routine, right? And animals are really good at that. So animals connect us, they ground us. So even if you can't have your own animal, maybe grab somebody's, go to a dog park where there's a lot of dog energy because that may be very helpful for you over the next few months. And let's see, anything else jumping out at me that I want to tell you about? Not at the moment. But let's go back to this for a second. So all of these open centers are places where you're taking in the energy from around you. And that energy comes into those centers, it gets kind of amplified and then rebroadcast out to the world, especially if you're not aware that this is a process of that's happening within you. So naturally, you with an open throat by birth are here to be quiet, to be invited into conversation, or into speaking. So you may find that there are times where you're trying to get heard, you're trying to be recognized for your brilliance, but people aren't hearing you. And that's because you need to wait for that invitation, for that energy to be drawn out of you. This may be even more exaggerated a bit for you because you have this gate 43 defined. What is 43 defined by? Mercury? Ooh, yeah, and Pluto. So you, Dusa, you are carrying a very powerful message that needs to be brought out to the world, a message of transformation, a message of rebirth. But in order to bring that out, you are someone that has to wait for that invitation or your brilliance will not be seen. An invitation is a two-way door. It swings both ways. On one hand, I could say to you, Dusa, please share your wisdom with me because, you know, we want to hear what you have to say, a literal invitation. Or on the other hand, you could be listening to a conversation that's going on and you might say to people, well, I have an interesting way of looking at this. Would you like to hear my insight? And if the general atmosphere of the room turns and says, yeah, we want to hear what you say, then you can speak and be heard and be valued and be recognized for your contribution. But sometimes this channel is tricky because, or this gate can be tricky because sometimes you have these brilliant ideas, you might blurt them out and you get what we call scooped, right? Where they're all like, yeah, that's a dumb idea, or they just don't even hear you at all. And then later, someone else brings up the very same idea and they get heard, valued, and recognized for it. And you're left going, you know, hey, I said that a month ago. Why weren't you listening to me? So it could be very frustrating energy here. So be careful about how you use your throat energy. All right. So let's see. Now I got to go back to, oh dear, how do I do this now? Okay, There we go. So, all right, Mimi, oh well, such is life. Yes, honey. Mimi, do me a favor, text me your birth. No, I've got your birth information in my astrology program. Never mind. I will just reconnect it into my human design program. So next time we'll be able to do that. Ferdacious, oh, you said that. Can't like each other's comments. Okay, mine, please, Asa. Yeah, I can. I'm going to see if I have yours in there. Debbie said I was able to post for you on Facebook. Thank you so much, Debbie. That's positive for me. If possible, a card would be lovely. Spending more time with the kitties this time around. Kitties are good too, right? They're still, cats and dogs both have the same kind of energy. Cats are, just a little bit more independent in their use of energy, and dogs are a little bit more loyal, side by side, good companions. But that doesn't mean that your cats don't love you because, mine's tiny every day when I do this. Okay, so Asa, I'm going to take a quick look at your chart. Let me pull it up here first. And, but up. There we go. And see where I actually have you here. Arnold. Oh, do I have you in here? Are you going to be the same situation? You are, I bet. Let me go to a different file. Boy, that really messed me up, and I didn't realize how many people I had in there that I don't have anymore. So hold on, I have one other file because maybe you're in my training file. You are. Yay. Okay, good. Now we get to look at a chart of a manifester. So let me go back to Zoom so I can share my screen again. And there we go. Now you guys should be seeing my screen with Asa's chart up. Now here's where you get to see what it looks like for a manifester. First of all, the first look is the sacral, and the sacral is open. So I now know she is one of the other three types: projector, manifester, or reflector. I know immediately she's not a reflector because I see color. So I can rule that one out. So now it takes me down to projector or manifester. My next look is defined throat. What's defining her throat? Well, hers is kind of an out of the way connection. And it's here is a motor. This is the will center or the heart center. And it is connected to the identity center. And then the identity center is connected to the throat center. So the energy of the ego or of the will gets up to the throat. So she is a manifester. It doesn't have to be exact, like a direct connection, but it has to make it up to the throat. And it does indeed in her chart make it to the throat. So she's connected up the heart center here. I would bet one of your biggest opportunities in your life is to bring heart and soul together, heart and mind together, living your inner and your outer as one. And of course, you're a Libra, so that wants to be in balance and in harmony. When it is, then things seem to manifest very easily for you, as then that connection makes it up to the throat. Now it makes it up to the throat through the gate 33 and the 13. This is an interesting channel because this is the channel of the teacher. This is the channel of the storyteller, the story keeper, and the storyteller. So, Asa, I'm really surprised that I don't see you as a teacher. I don't see you as a writer, or as a storyteller. That's not the work that you've been doing out in the world. So I wonder, right? There is a book here, or there is some kind of wisdom here that's just waiting to be shared with the world. It might be a story of love. It might be a story of spiritual wisdom, but it is here and it wants to make it out to the world. Oops, let me get rid of that. And the gate 33 is interesting because it's a gate of privacy. It's a very private energy. And it's like it makes me think of, those people that are out in the world, they go home and they do their job like a professor or a scientist or a teacher, even who, while they're on, shares their wisdom. But then when they get home, or as soon as they're done, they want to disappear, and they disappear back into their cave, into their abode, into their home, where again they are in private. And it's an interesting energy because you get called back out, you know, that energy. Let's see, you're also a 3-5, so experiential. But the 5 sometimes is also energy that likes to hide a bit. And then your centers are also split, much like Noosa's were, although hers were much more obvious, as hers were down here and up here. Yours are a little less obvious because you've got the head and the ajna together. And then the ajna doesn't make it down to the throat center. What makes it to the throat center is here. So you have a split between what you think and what you are inspired by and what you actually do. So you may be caught up in doing one set of things, even though you're more inspired by doing other things. And at some point, you're going to have to learn how to bridge the two, to bring them together. And I bet that's why you and I have been drawn together, because I carry gate 23. When you work with me, we complete that circuit for you and all your circuits fire. But then there's that 33 energy that also pulls away and hides. And that is an interesting energy to have when you're also being drawn to be together with someone or with other people. So you have to be both paying attention to, why am I pulling away? And is this serving me to be able to come back out into the world again? Or am I hiding, right? Am I hiding? Or is this me, you know, re-energizing myself? So an interesting chart that you have because of this, right? You're really drawn to be sharing something. But that pulling away energy causes you to hide again. And that can be disconcerting both for you and other people, especially if you pull away from someone that you've been working with or that you've been, you know, close to, and they don't understand that pulling away energy. So hopefully that's helpful to you as well. Transits for you, your destiny, the North Nodes by transit right now are creating a gate 10 that's hanging and a gate 15 that's hanging. The potential here is for you to also need some kind of grounding that's going to get you into a routine, a dog, at somebody that has the energy of maybe gate 5 that gets that routine for you, but also being careful of how other people's words may be affecting you right now and how your words may be affecting other people. Dusa, I didn't say that to you because your energy at 10 is already there. You've already in your life likely experienced the power of words that are flung at you as weapons, or also how it is that beautiful words can empower. So that's a likely experience you've already had in your life. Now, this will be new in your case, Asa, where the use of language and how we support one another with words or how we tear each other down with words comes into play in your life over the next 6 months. 6 months till August, 5 months till August. Okay. All right, so let's go back to the YouTube channel here. And Asa says, I'm working on a book now. Actually, I am a hider. No kidding. And I'm glad you're working on a book because you really do have a message that needs to be out there. And she says that was so what she needed to hear. She's been fighting depression this week. Dusa says, indeed, I also studied media and discourse. Fascinating. Fascinating. That's great for you. I think perfect. Okay. So I think that is it for me. Actually, I want to draw a card for all of us. Maybe dragon today. This will be for the collective. I feel like, you know, these guys are powerful models for us of what comes next, right? How do we deal with all these mass changes on the planet? And we do that with a royal blue and gold dragon. Strengthens you to stand in your power with wisdom. Awaken to your own majesty. Wear your cloak of power with pride. Here's our card. He's lovely. Or she. I'm not sure if it's a he or a she. Kind of got a masculine feel, I think. But royal blue and gold dragon. So let's see what that tells us about. Royal blue and gold. Page 70. So he happens to be a fifth dimensional dragon. So here's about this dragon. Royal blue and gold are the colors of majesty, dignity, and illumined achievement. Royal blue and gold dragons carry these qualities and prompt us to stand in our magnificence and true power. These fifth dimensional dragons come to us when they see royal blue and gold in our aura, indicating that we hold wisdom with power in perfect balance, which has been earned from our connections with the golden era of Atlantis. We may have been incarnate or in spirit at that time, but we were living or serving on a higher path. The dragons will swirl around us, reminding us who we truly are and breathing light into our energy field to reawaken our gifts, our ancient gifts and talents, so that we can utilize them once more in service. They will re-energize our cloak of power and wisdom so that we can wear it with pride. And here's the guidance from the dragon. A royal blue and gold dragon is lighting up the gifts and talents you carry in your aura. It is breathing courage, support, and dignity into you so that you can wear your cloak of power and wisdom with pride. Most important of all, it is awakening you to who you truly are. It is enabling you to radiate your special light. This dragon is always with you. Hold your sword of truth so Archangel Michael can enable you to speak and act with truth and honor at all times. It roars at those who try to diminish you and befriends those who empower you. You have all the support you need to teach divine majesty by example. Awesome card for us today, especially with Mars conjunct Saturn in Aquarius. And we're, you know, embracing and embarking upon this new journey of how it is that we will be in the world. All right. So I think that is it for me today. And I'm sure we'll figure out a way where we can, you know, chat with one another. I think maybe I'll have to do some research on that. Today I also have the webinar for those of you in the membership. Remember, today is April's webinar. We'll look ahead at what the month of April has to bring. That is also broadcast on Facebook. Well, that might be interesting. I'll have to play with that. Okay, so that is it for me today. Thank you, everybody. It was wonderful to see you over here in YouTubeville, and I'll keep you posted on what comes next. I have to go with the flow, right? We're learning to go with the flow. I didn't even get upset about this morning, which is good for me. In the meantime, take care. Much love to you all. See you tomorrow. Bye for now.